Hey everyone, Novalane here. Ever feel like your phone has a mind of its own? Like it's whispering sweet nothings in your ear, but then leaves you feeling empty and drained. Yeah, me too. That's why we're diving deep into the world of screen addiction and how our digital companions are impacting our emotional well-being. Let's be real, folks, our phones are amazing tools, but they can also become a bit like that frenemy who shows up uninvited and steals all your energy. Today, we're taking control, understanding the connection between phone use and our emotions, and figuring out how to reclaim those happy vibes. First things first. Let's talk about those little dopamine hits we get every time we receive a notification. You know that feeling, the rush of excitement when you see a new message or like on a post? That's your brain craving more, folks. It's a powerful cycle, and it can leave us feeling restless and unsatisfied even after hours of scrolling. Think of it like this. Our phones are designed to keep us engaged, hooked on that constant stream of information and interaction. But too much of a good thing can become, well, not so good. Second, the comparison game is real. Scrolling through perfectly curated feeds can make anyone feel a little inadequate. You start comparing your life to these digital highlights reels, forgetting that everyone has their own struggles and insecurities. Remember, what you see online is often just a carefully constructed snapshot. Don't let those fake smiles and filtered photos steal your joy. Third, phone overuse can seriously impact our sleep. The blue light emitted from our screens messes with our melatonin production, the hormone that regulates our sleep-wake cycle. So, late-night scrolling can leave you tossing and turning, feeling exhausted even after a full night's rest. Fourth, let's talk about real-life connections. When we spend too much time glued to our screens, we miss out on those valuable face-to-face interactions that truly nourish our souls. Remember the joy of sharing a meal with friends and family, having a genuine conversation without distractions. Those are the experiences that build lasting bonds and create memories that matter. And finally, don't underestimate the power of boredom. Yes, you heard me right. Boredom can actually be a great catalyst for creativity and self-discovery. When we allow ourselves to be bored, our minds wander, exploring new ideas and making unexpected connections. But with our phones constantly vying for our attention, it's become harder to embrace those moments of quiet contemplation. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah is scrolling through social media during her lunch break, comparing herself to other people's seemingly perfect lives. She feels anxious and inadequate, even though she knows deep down that everyone struggles. She ends up feeling drained and unmotivated for the rest of the day. This happens all too often, right? We get sucked into the comparison game, neglecting our own needs and well-being in the process. So, what can we do about it? How do we break free from this cycle and reclaim our emotional well-being? Well, remember those 5 key takeaways we just discussed. They are not just words, they're actionable steps. Start by becoming more mindful of your phone use. Notice how you feel before, during, and after scrolling. Are you feeling energized or drained? Connected or isolated? Use that awareness to make conscious choices about when and how you engage with your phone. Set boundaries, create tech-free zones in your life like the dinner table, and prioritize real-life connections over virtual ones. You got this. Remember, taking control of your screen time isn't about becoming a digital hermit, it's about finding a healthy balance that nourishes your mind, body, and soul. Be kind to yourself, experiment with different strategies, and celebrate your progress along the way. Ready to level up your digital detox game? Share this episode with a friend who could use some inspiration. And don't forget to leave us a review, it really helps us spread the word about reclaiming our lives from screen addiction. See you in the next episode, where we'll be tackling another juicy topic related to living your best life, screen-free and fabulous.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.